Access number 3016, Mr. Ivan English, Reel 3. Now, after stand two, what would happen next then in the morning? You know, it's cold weather, winter. What would you do after you stand two?
Get firewood, I should think. Depends what's happening, really. You know, you can't go and hide up somewhere, you see. You got.
Well, tell us about the food. What food would you get during the day? What sort of rations was it?
I think they were called K7.
Are they American or British or what?
American, I think.
What were they like?
Well, they were all right because you got a little bit of everything.
So what would you get?
When we got fresh rations from our cook, weren't worth bloody eating.
Why not?
Well, he didn't know how to cook, did he?
So tell me about the K rations. What would you get? You got a little bit of everything, but what does that mean? What'd you get?
Well, there was a box. You had a box with how many tins? 4 or 5 tins of food. Enough for your breakfast, dinner, and tea.
And what would it be? What sort of food?
Well, it's like corn belly fish. You get fruit, sweet. Biscuits, toilet rolls. What else was there? You get enough for the day anyway.
Did you smoke?
Yeah.
Did you have a cigarette ration?
Yeah.
Did that come 50. With the food or was that separate?
That was separate, I think.
So what cigarette ration would you get?
50, I think we used to get 50 from our people.
Had you always smoked? Or did you start in the army?
No, I smoked before then.
And did you get enough cigarettes or did you have to get buy more?
You bought more if you want, yeah.
Were they normal cigarettes, the army ones, or any good?
Yeah, maybe. What the hell were senior service?
Woodbine.
Never say a lot of Woodbine, no, I just smoked them commonly.
So it's senior service?
Senior service, I think they were.
What about a
and
rum ration?
You also got a box of Yankee cigarettes.
Any good?
In the rations, yeah. Yes, you ended up with a bloody pile of cigarettes.
So you weren't sure. What about rum? Did you get, especially in that cold weather, did you get a rum ration?
No. We did get a tart of rum once, so now that's... what's called that bloke who we just said, Major Holden. We went out one night on patrol and we came back. I think it was the night we went in the bloody river. That was some cold. And he, when we come back, he always was there waiting for you. Not a lot of us had a good bloody sleep. But he would be waiting for you when you come in. And he did give us a tart of rum when we got back.
Did it do the trick?
Well, don't forget enough of it.
Did it warm you up a bit?
Oh yeah, it was quite welcome, I suppose.
I'll come back to patrol. So you got cigarettes, food, any other? What about water supply? How'd you get your drinks? Tea, was it?
Well, we had tea, we had water. You got a mug of tea anyway from the cook when you were on fresh rations. You get a mug of tea.
What was army tea like? People say it's different. I'm not sure whether it is or not.
Well, I don't know whether it is or not.
Did you like it?
That's all it was.
Was it very sugared?
No.
Now, what about the latrines? Because especially in winter, that's can be painful.
Well, we used to build our own if we were in a place where we could do that.
What were they like?
All right.
Was it just a pole or was it... a proper
sit down talk. Yeah, we had a box. Got a box with a lid on. So we kept the flies out.
Now, when you were in the line, was there much Chinese or North Korean, whichever, artillery and shell fire, mortar fire?
There were some, yeah.
What was it like being under that fire for the first time? How did you react?
Get your bloody head down.
Were they accurate? Were they hitting your positions? Or
sometimes, yeah.
Much damage?
Not a lot, no. No, what I think we got away with it light, really.
Was there much sniping or machine gun fire?
Now and again, probably more from our side.
Were you nervous? I mean, you know, because you know, people have different ways of reacting to this sort of thing. How did you react to it? What did you feel?
Just borrowed into the soil as deep as you could go. That's it.
But were you scared or?
Well, you're scared to a point, aren't you?
But you were all right.
Yeah.
Did you get nervy or?
Not really.
So you got yourself out of the way when you could, but it didn't affect your nerves.
No.
What about patrolling? What were patrols like? Did you go on patrols as a mortarman? So what would a typical patrol be like?
Well, it depends what it is. I think most of them were fighting patrols.
So what would a typical fighting patrol be like?
Well, there'd be about a dozen or so. People go out.
What weapons would you carry?
Bren guns and rifles.
You wouldn't take your mortar?
No.
So you'd carry what? A rifle?
A rifle. Or a Bren gun, whichever. Whichever they say you want.
So what preparations would be made before you went out?
Clean your weapons up, really. Get everything ship shape, you know, ready for the big night, whatever it's got to be.
And so there'll be about 12 of you. How many officers or NCOs? Just one officer?
There'll be one officer and probably a couple of NCOs, just depends.
So what would you do? You know, what time would you go out? It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That's when it's getting dark, you see, again. With your stand to or whatever. You would walk down to wherever you've got to be in the dark. So when you got down to your position, you were in the dark. That was the object of it, I think.
What formation were you in? A single file or what?
Just single file, mostly.
And where would the officer be, or the NCOs?
Well, he'd be up in front somewhere.
Was it nerve-wracking out there in No Man's Land?
In the dark, yeah.
What do you remember happened? Do you remember any patrols where things happened? You know.
Yeah, there was one. We had one bad day, really.
Tell me about that.
Well, I walked near an ambush. We lost three blokes.
Now, tell me how the ambush happened. Were you on that one?
No.
Right.
Yeah, three blokes were killed.
From your company?
From the platoon, yeah.
What were the circumstances?
Well, as I say, they walked into this ambush and that was it.
And that was just the end of it. Were any of your friends killed on that? Or
yeah.
Who? Do you remember the names?
Smith. Brown. MacDonald.
How had they been ambushed? Was it just they walked into an ambush?
Well, so that was they knew they were going.
Would you set ambushes as well?
Yeah.
How? What's the best way of setting up a good ambush?
Well, it depends on the surroundings you're in, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, it depends on the terrain you're in, you know, what cover there is, or where you can spring a good surprise to them, or somewhere they know where you're going, or they're going.
How long would you stay in place?
Till the officer tells you to come in. Depends who the bloody officer is then. If he's cheated off, you might come in earlier.
Did any of your ambushes ever work in the sense that, you know, you actually caught some?
I never known one that worked. No.
Did you have any encounters in No Man's Land when you were on patrol, or were you lucky?
Mostly lucky. We had one or two little skirmishes, I suppose.
What would a skirmish be like?
Well, you'd never shot at somebody, or they never shot at you. Get the hell out of it.
Would you not really know what was happening?
You don't know what's happening. I've got a clue what's happening.
So, when you'd finished a patrol, you'd come back. Was there a debriefing? How would you get back into the line? Was there a sort of code word?
Pathway. You got no other path.
And what about debriefing? Was that done?
Yeah, if you wanted. But I mean, a dozen blokes isn't much debriefing, is it? Not really.
Now, what about the time when you were in the river? Was that when you were on the Sammy Chon? Because there was a river on the Sammy Chon.
Yeah.
Now, what happened on that patrol?
I don't know. We did have a patrol on that.
I thought you said you'd been in the river.
Ah, yeah, this was further down.
Tell me what happened there.
I don't know which river's which.
That's okay.
We went out with a fighting patrol, and we didn't know where we were going. And that was some bloody cold, I know, the water. Bloody perishing it was.
You actually had to swim across the river?
Well, I know about swim, that was bloody near swim.
It does sound like the Sammy Chon, because there is a river there, in between the lines, but whatever, we'll, you know.
Not a big river, the biggest, well, I call a river, was further down.
The Imjin.
The Imjin, that's right, yeah.
Well, it wasn't that one you went across.
We were nowhere near that, we were further up.
It sounds like this. So what happened? Why were you wading across it?
Why? Bloody nosy, I think. I don't know if that was our officer, Henston, whether it was his doing, where we should go, but.
So it was absolutely freezing?
Yeah, well, that's bloody cold.
And what happened when he got to the other side?
You keep on. We kept marching on. Well, marching, I say. We walked. And we got so bloody close, I think we frightened ourselves.
What do you mean?
Well, the bloody Chinese were, or the Koreans were, you could hear them shouting out, and, well, holy hell, I was all solid. So we thought we had gone far enough, we'd better go back.
Did you actually do anything? I'm not being funny, but was it a fighting patrol or a listening patrol more?
It was a fighting patrol, that one.
But you didn't attack.
We didn't. No, we were
too. Nowhere near enough of you if you'd approached the main lines.
Yeah, we were getting too close. But what strength we've got, anyway.
So you just crept up back away.
Yeah, let's get out of it.
anything happened, or was it that's when you got the rum?
I don't think we had the rum that day.
I thought you said that's the time you had the rum when you got back across the river.
Yeah, it was one time when we got back across the river.
Did you go across the river a lot?
No.
Just the once.
It's all flat ground now when you got across the river.
That does sound like Sammy Chonan.
Yeah.
What about, did you do any listening patrols? Or
again, yeah.
What were listening patrols like?
Yeah. Well, bloody terrible.
Why?
Well, the people in charge, isn't it? That's the trouble.
What do you mean?
Well, usually went with a lance corporal or a corporal. He'd take two men and go out. Supposed to listen. But I don't think I had a bloody clue with some of them.
So what would you do?
Well, on one particular one, we were out. Three or four of us, I think. And the bloody officer in charge said, there's somebody over there, and that sort of thing. And he said, what did he say? Well, something about spraying the blood. He had a call sign, you see, for if he wanted machine guns, He used to call out spray so and so area. If he bought mortars, he'd done something else. And if he bought bombs in, he called something else, you see. Well, he got all these bloody things all muddled up. So he ended up spraying where he should have put mortars down, and that sort of thing went on there. Great excitement.
Any other incidents you remember from the fighting before we look at when you're out on rest? Just that you remember, you know, that they're important to you.
Can't think of anything. Great.
Now, did you get out of the line to rest camp ever?
When the battalion went out, yeah.
What would you do there? There's a rest camp at Pycock Reservoir, or near a reservoir, but...
I don't know. I don't know the bloody names.
What would you do at rest camp?
Trying for another day or something. Yeah, that's all it was, really, trying. Because when you're up and down hills, you get fit, don't you? If you're not careful, you get overfit.
What do you mean?
Well, you aren't good for nothing.
Do you remember any of the... Do you remember the Colonel? I think Olibar, was it?
Olibar, yeah.
What do you think of him? I just did pick on a few characters that we've heard of. What do you think of the Colonel? Did he make a big impact?
I don't know. We never met him. Well, I say never met him. Probably didn't. I've got a book of him in there.
Did you think... See, you didn't think much of... Not, well, you didn't know him to think
didn't much of... Didn't know him. I didn't know anybody, see. We were a company on its own, really.
What yeah. about Fit, Bert Fit? I mean...
Occasionally he'd come in review, but... Very rare. He wouldn't have nothing to do with that ordinary guys, you know.
Did he have a reputation? Did you know who he was? But we
I knew him. Who. Yeah, I knew who he was.
What did you know of him?
But I mean, I didn't know him. Apart from his name. Because I think there was a lot of this National Service people there. And the regulars. They ain't got a lot of time for us.
In what way? We're interested. How did the regulars treat you?
The regulars were all right, yeah. That was those that were in charge, or some of the old bullies. Which were a bit awkward at times.
In what way? So how would they treat you?
Well, they couldn't treat us because we outnumbered them. Really.
But, I mean, what was it about the way they treated you you didn't like? The older NCOs.
Well, we didn't take a bloody notice of them. Because we were as good as what anywhere we had. More so.
But you were all right with the regulars, the regular, yeah, right, yeah. ordinary right, regular. The soldiers, but it was the NCOs.
Yeah. The regular soldiers, is there? Always the regulars there.
Now, did you get to go to to Japan? On
I went to Japan, yeah.
What was that visit like?
That was quite good, 4 days.
Tell me about that. Where'd you go?
Don't know.
Is it not Tokyo?
I think we went to Tokyo, yeah.
What do you remember about it, if you can remember it? Because I know a lot of people got drunk.
You know what that was then? Ebisu Camp, was it? Ebisu Camp. Something, Ebisu Camp.
And what was it like? What was your leave like?
Well, it didn't last long, did it? That was all right, yeah. Different.
In what way?
Well, being amongst so many bloody people.
How'd you get on with the Japanese? I mean, or did you not, you know, did you see much of them?
Didn't see them right a lot. No.
Now, anything else about your time in Korea then? You know, before we start winding that up. You know, any other incidents or just people or just things you remember?
Yankster was out to Korea, out of Japan. Yankee flew us out there. Brought us back. They were volunteers, apparently.
So anything else about Korea, when you got back to Korea? Because you were only there 4 days, Japan, weren't you?
As well, yeah.
Anything else about the operations there? Either any of the places you're at?
Not really.
What is so for you it was a bit mostly routine and being very cold.
Yeah.
Anything else about it that sticks in your mind?
What a desolate place it was.
In what way? What do you mean?
There was nothing there, was there?
What was the terrain like? You know, the countryside.
Rough.
In what
way?
Up
and down dale. Yeah, it's all hills and bumps and whatever.
Did you have any trouble with lice or, you know, body lice?
I don't think so.
What about rats, mice, any were there any pests at all that were a nuisance?
Apart from snakes.
Now tell us about the snakes. You don't like snakes?
No, I'm not keen on them.
So what was the problem with snakes?
Well, the buggers used to be everywhere, didn't they? Yeah.
What type?
I don't know what type.
Were they dangerous?
There was one big black one they had. I don't know how they got it, but it was a big one. We used to stab them with the bloody bayonets.
How big were they?
All sorts of sizes.
So lots of different types?
Yeah.
And were you aware which were poisonous, which were dangerous?
Not really.
Were any of them poisonous? I mean, did you know that?
I don't know that.
But you weren't taking chances?
Didn't take too many chances. There were so many of them. Well, in places, I suppose.
So yeah. Would you just kill all the ones you saw?
That got in the way, yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't do it just for the hell of it.
Any other pests or nuisances out there?
Mosquitoes.
What, did you have malaria precautions?
Yeah.
What would you have to do?
What is it? We have to take a tablet. Every day, did we? Paladrin. We used to take.
Did it have any effect on you?
Only when I got home. That's when I felt the worst.
Was that malaria or the tablets?
Malaria.
So you didn't get it while you were out there?
No.
I'll come back to that then. I'll make a note. What about the mosquitoes? Were there a lot of them? Were they nuisance?
Bloody millions, I should think. The bloody noise I used to make at night.
Did you have a net, mosquito, you know?
Yeah.
They obviously got you at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Any other pests?
What else was there? No, we didn't see many pests. Didn't see much of anything when you come to think of it. It was just as desolate when we left as it was when we arrived.
Now, were any others of your friends casualties? I mean, Brown and Smith you mentioned. Were there any other casualties?
Scott. How was chat?
Did it affect you much when people you knew...
Did a bit, yeah, especially... Seeing them lay out there, they laid them out the next day, so we could go and look at them, you know. And
they were killed on patrol?
Yeah.
So they brought the bodies back?
Oh, yeah.
And then they laid them out?
Yeah, laid them out on the ground so they could go and pay our last respects to them, you know, sort of thing.
That must have been upsetting.
Yeah, it was really, because the funny, well, it wasn't funny, yes. But they were laid out, so Smith, may not have been that order, but Smith was a big tall guy. And the other one, Scott, was average. And Brian was average. Height. And that's how you could tell when they were wrapped up in blankets. Three.
and they'd all been killed on the one platoon.
Yes, we were down nothing then.
Were they the only casualties in your platoon? Or
yeah.
Now, one thing I forgot to mention. Sorry, carry on.
Apart from wounded.
Did you get many wounded?
Not really. Cumber.
What happened to him?
He got shot up a bit. He was all right.
Was that on patrol as well?
Yeah.
Sounds like the most of the danger was when you were on patrol. So mm-hmm. I mean, is that right?
Yeah, it was really.
Now, what about letters from home? Did you get letters from home?
Yeah, occasionally.
Who from?
Home, mother, I suppose. Anybody who wrote to you.
Would you have a girlfriend writing to you? Or?
I didn't at that time, no.
So it's just your mum. Would your dad write? Rest of the family? There's a lot of them.
He might do, probably, yeah.
Well, how many would you get? One a week, or...?
You might get one a week, yeah.
And would you write back? Because that's always a thing.
yeah, I did occasionally. You know, it depends how you like letter writing, doesn't it?
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
So what would you write about? Well, I mean, were you censored? Would you write about what was
happening?
I believe
we were to a point. I don't know, really.
Would you write about what was happening to you, or would you...?
Not really. Give them a rough idea, but... Don't say too much.
What would they write to from up to you about?
Well, I don't know. Have a job to find something to write about, don't they?
Was it good to get letters from home? Then? I mean, did you look forward to it?
Yeah.
What about parcels?
Yeah, you got parcels.
Where would they come from?
Come home. Well, from home, from a friend.
And what would they send out to you?
Well, it was a big square box come one day for me. Yeah, it was about that big, that square.
Oh, about more than the four.
Yeah. And it was 57 varieties. I've never seen one before like it, but...
Well, the Heinz.
The Heinz. I suppose it was done from their factory.
That's what it was. It was just all their varieties.
All their varieties of everything, yeah. Quite good, I thought. Then that was from a friend. Yeah.
Any other parcels, or was that?
That's the only one I recall.
Anything else? So, as you were getting on, what was it like in summer? We talked about winter. What was it like in summer? You know,
quite hot. Quite warm, really.
Did you prefer that?
That didn't worry me. I stick the heat. I'm not bothered.
It didn't get too hot. What about mugginess, you know, when it gets muggy, was it?
Yeah, it was muggy at times.
But you were all right with that?
Yeah, I stick the heat. Yeah.
Anything else you remember from the summer? Because you pull out in about August, September, don't you? Mm-hmm. 51. 52, sorry.
52, yeah.
Any other incidents that happened? Any close escapes or anything?
Well, we did get hit by blast from the shells at one time.
Tell us about that.
Well, what did you do? Come home. And
what were you doing?
Getting ready to come home, really. Just wandering about, and all of a sudden there's this bang or something, and they started opening fire on us. And we were way back, which had never been known before.
So you weren't in the front line, you were in reserve?
In a bit in the reserve, yeah.
What was that like?
A bit hair-raising, really, at times. Haven't been used to it. Not too much, anyway.
Did you have any sort of places, did you have any shell trenches or slit trenches to dive into?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, trenches everywhere. Yeah.